The second parak of Masechta Sukkah, Hayoshen Tachas Hamita, begins with the halacha, how when one sleeps in the sukkah, where he may or may not sleep. And the Mishnah teaches us Hayoshen Tachas Hamita B'sukkah, somebody who sleeps under a bed in the sukkah, LaYotzi Yidei Chevasai. He hasn't fulfilled his obligation. And the Mefarshim actually point out that why does the Mishnah, when it wants to teach us that this sukkah sleeping under the bed is unacceptable, actually speak about sleeping and not speak about eating? And the Mefarshim say that actually there's no obligation to do in the sukkah more than sleeping. Because as we know, achilas arai, certain times eating may be eaten, you may eat chutz l'sukkah, but you may never sleep chutz l'sukkah. So when the Mishnah wants to speak about an obligation in the sukkah, the example that's given is actually sleeping. So from here we see, as we see from other places as well, the importance of sleeping in the sukkah. So once we establish how important it is to sleep in the sukkah, Baruch Hashem, there are families that are large families and don't have large enough sukkahs for everyone to be able to sleep in the sukkah. And the question that comes up, could one bring a bunk bed into the sukkah? Is a bunk bed included in the issue that we discuss here in our perek, that the Mishnah and the Gemara discusses, Hayoshin Tach Samita LaYotzi Yidei Chayvasa? So the Gemara, first piece of Gemara, establishes that when the Mishnah says that one may not sleep under a bed in the sukkah, it's only if the bed is 10 tefachim tall. But if between the bed and the floor there are less than 10 tefachim, then the halacha is one may sleep in the sukkah under the bed. And in understanding why one may not sleep in the sukkah under the bed, there's a very fundamental machloikis rishonim. Some rishonim learn that the reason one may not sleep under the bed in the sukkah is because it's a situation of a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah. We learned earlier in the Masechta that one is not allowed to sit in a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah. And in a bed under the sukkah, a bed, and those rishonim learn that a bed under the bed is considered a situation of sukkah tachas sukkah. That is the opinion of the Rif. The Rizah disagrees. The Rizah says that the reason one is not allowed to sleep under the bed in a sukkah is for a whole different reason. It's because you're not in the avir of the sukkah. When you're under the bed, when it's 10 tefachim tall, it's not considered as if you're in the avir of the sukkah. And there are questions on both approaches. Tosfos asks that if the issue here is an issue of sukkah tachas ha-sukkah, so when we learned earlier in the Masechta that the halacha of sukkah tachas sukkah, we had a machlokes, what is considered a situation of sukkah tachas sukkah? There was one man d'omer that said one tefach. There was a man d'omer that said four tefachim. And then there was a man d'omer that said ten tefachim. So now the question is, if this was a gemara that we had on that daftes, so now the question, daftes of a bay is yuram and aleph. So now the question is, if the Rif is saying that we have here a situation of sukkah, of tachas sukkah, so as Tosfos, the same shiurim that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, which create a situation of sukkah, tachas sukkah, should be the same shiurim over here. So Tysus answers, based on a svara that we have later in our perek on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, that says even if it's considered a sukkah tachas sukkah, but the Gemara established the concept of le'osi oil arai u'mevatel oil kva. And as the Mefarshim explain over there, everything is relative. And if we compare a sukkah, if we compare a sukkah, an area under a bed compared to the sukkah, certainly the area under the bed is not as significant as the area under the schach. And therefore, unless that area is a significant area, which means that it's 10 tefachim tall, then, and only then, it's considered a makom chashuv. Another way of understanding this is that a bed is primarily made to lay on top of, not to lay on bottom of. And since a bed is made to lay on top of, the area under the bed doesn't really get a chshivus unless it's 10 tefachim tall. On the other hand, as we said, that the resource says that the shear, that it has nothing to do, this din in our Mishnah, as explained by Shmuel, is not connected to the halacha of sukkah tachas sukkah. Rather, it has to do with the concept that you have to be in the avir hasukkah. So the question is, if that's the shear, that you have to be under the avir hasukkah, so here too, the Rishonim ask, how do you determine what is considered under the avir hasukkah? And again, it seems that the Rishonim answer that since the area under the bed is not really meant to be a significant area, since it's not meant to be a significant area, the halacha is that it's not, because the bed is meant to be on top of, not to be under, the halacha is that it has to be at least 10 tefachim tall to give it some level of significance. It's very interesting, and something that's not often found in the Shulchan Aruch. When we look at this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Reish Chav Zayin, the Ramah begins with words of introduction. And the Ramah begins, Tzorech Leishiv Bavir Asoka. The Ramah says that one has to sit in the Avir Asoka. And then the Shulchan Aruch begins, Hayoshin Tachas Amita B'Soka, Imi Gavai Asar Tfachim LaYotza. So the Ramah is being quite clear in saying, and the Mishnah Brewer right away points this out, the Ramah is being quite clear in stating what is his approach to this Shaila. What is his approach to why Hayoshin Tachas Asoka is LaYotza? And he's saying that the reason is because it's not in the Avir HaSukkah. Why is this so important? Besides that, of course, we have to know the reason for halacha, but it's not common that the Ramah prefaces a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch with giving us the reason for the halacha. So the Kaf HaChaim gives one explanation. The Kaf HaChaim says, the reason we need to know this is because, he says, if Pshat in the Mishnah is like the Rif, that the issue is sukkah tach sukkah, says the Kaf HaChaim, in a situation of sukkah tach sukkah, it's a psul daraisa. If, however, we follow the approach of the result, that it's only a new issue of that you're not in the avir hasukkah, it's only an issa derabbanan. And therefore, says the Kaf HaChaim, if we're going to follow that approach, the halacha would be that you're allowed to, that if you have no other place to sleep in the sukkah other than under the bed, even if the bed is 10 tefachim tall, it's only an issa derabbanan, and therefore sleep there. If it's an issa deraisa of sukkah tach sukkah, then you wouldn't be allowed to sleep there under any circumstances. The truth is that although Most Achroinim explain this. The Bach explained the Machloikis between the Rif and the Rizal the way we explain. That according to the Rif, the Halacha is that it's a Sukkotach Sukkah, so this is an issue Midaraisa. According to the Rizal, it's an Issa Rabbanan. I did see that there are those that say the other way, that according to the Rif, this is not a real Sukkotach Sukkah situation, and therefore it's only Issa Rabbanan. According to the Rizal, the Halacha that you have to sleep in the Avira Sukkah is a Din Doraisa. But it seems that there are many Achroinim that say that whatever approach we have, the Rif or the Rizal, this din that we're learning here is only a din de Rabbanan. Says Rav Vosner in the Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet Halevi, Chelek Zayin Simen Lamed Vav, that this Machloikis has direct relevance to the question that we began with, Chelek Zayin Simen Lamed Vav, direct relevance to the question that we began with our shir, if you could sleep in a bunk bed in the sukkah. If we say that the bunk bed, that the issue is avira sukkah, certainly he says that somebody who's in the bunk bed, laying even on the bottom bed, is certainly in the avira sukkah. And therefore, according to that explanation, one could sleep on the bottom bed of a bunk bed. If, however, the issue is sukkah tachas sukkah, then that may be a situation of sukkah tachas sukkah, and you would not be allowed to sleep on the bottom bed of a bunk bed. As I said, there are those that say that whatever approach we take to this issue, we could maybe be more makel, because I saw that the Paiskim say that maybe the issue that our Gemara is speaking about of Hayoshin Tachas Asukah, Tachas Amita, is only in a case where you're sleeping in a place that wasn't meant for sleeping. But if it was meant for sleeping, clearly a bed is meant for sleeping. Since the bed is meant for sleeping, it makes no difference if you're on the bottom bed or you're on the upper bed. The halacha is that it's considered that you're not, it's not considered as if you're sleeping tachas hamita. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that if we would say, and there's a Shailos HaTshuvos Kinyan Torah that suggests that in fact sleeping on the bottom bed may be a case of Hayoshin Tachas Amita. There's a big question in the Paiskim. How do we measure what is considered that you're sleeping on the... from where do we measure? Do we measure the 10 tefachim from the bottom bed? Or do we measure the 10 tefachim from the floor? Which would make a very big nafkamina. The Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet Halevi, and that tshuva, Chelek Zayin Simen Lamed Vav, says that clearly you measure from the, you clearly should measure from the bottom bed, not from under the floor, from the floor. And that seems to be the psak on most paiskim, especially if we'll follow the approach that the entire issue here that we're discussing is a drabonon, and we have a rule that suffix drabonon lakula. So we have another reason why indeed we could be makel to count from the bottom bed, not from the floor. Rav Shlomo Zalman is not quite sure, and he is not quite sure if you should count from the bottom bed or you should count from the floor. But it's interesting to point out that the Aruch HaNer has another issue in sleeping on the bottom bed of a bunk bed. Because our Gemara, and interesting how it's connected to the sugyas, how the Aruch HaNer connects the sugyas that we're learning in our sugya. In our Gemara, we spoke about the children as they were brought to do the avoida with the drawing of the water from the shiloyach for the paraduma, for the water that was needed for the paraduma process. And the Gemara says that how did those children get from their homes? How did the children get from the homes to the shiloyach? The Gemara gives two opinions. Either they went on top of doors that were on top of the animals that carried them, or that the animals themselves, as the Gemara says, are considered an oil. Says the Aruch HaNer, if the Gemara establishes, based on the Pasuk in Iyov, or Ubasa Tal Bisheni, or Ba'atzos Vigidim to Tzachicheni, that an animal is considered an oil, if we really look at that Pasuk, actually that Pasuk isn't speaking about animals. That Pasuk is speaking, it is speaking about human beings. And as the Mefarshim in explaining that Gemara say, that the Gemara is extrapolating that just like a human being is considered an oil, so too would an animal be considered an oil. If that's indeed the case, so now the question is that if a person is sleeping on the top bed of the bunk bed, ask the Aruch HaNer, if the Gemara here is establishing that a person is considered an oil, so then you have an oil on top of you. So certainly, if you're sleeping, as the Gemara says, if you're sitting in the sukkah under an oil, we had the sugyas when you're laying in the bed with the canopy, that the Gemara established if that bed with the canopy is an independent oil, you can't sleep in that bed in the sukkah. So how could you sleep in a bed? With a person sleeping on top of you? So Rav Ozner, in another tshuva, this is a tshuva in Chelik Ches, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, this discusses the Shaila, and he says that the halacha, that a person or an animal are considered an oil, is only regarding tumah. Regarding Hilchas Tumah, a person, an animal, is considered an oil. But that doesn't mean that in all areas of halacha, a person is considered an oil. And therefore, given that's the case, says Rav Ozner, he's not concerned with the issue that the Aruch HaNer brings up. And he says, just like he said, you're allowed to sleep in a bunk bed, on the bottom bed in the sukkah, in the tshuva that we quoted from Chelek Zayin, not only in that situation can you sleep under the bunk bed, but even in a situation where there's a person sleeping on the upper bed, it also would not represent an issue. But based on this, there's a very famous vart that I saw. The Pischa Zuta discusses this. The Pischa Zuta is quoted in the Sharon Tzionim Ba'alocha, Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Katan Hei. And he quotes the Chazon Ish as well. He says that if one is sitting in the sukkah and it starts to rain and it's Chol HaMoed, because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we know, of course, our minig, as the Noid of Yehuda says, is that we don't open an umbrella. Sitting in the sukkah under an umbrella, you're Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah, because he says that just like we established that being under the bunk bed is not considered that you're tachas ha'oil, that you're tachas hamita, especially if we follow the opinion of the Ramah that says you have to be in the Avira Sukkah. Nobody, he says, would sleep in a... Nobody would say that sitting under an umbrella is like you're sitting in the Avira Sukkah. So certainly we follow the approach of the Rizal and the Ramah, But even if we follow the approach of the Rif, it's hard to say that being under an umbrella is considered like you're being sukkah takas a sukkah. And therefore, he says, Chalamoy, if it starts to rain, open an umbrella and sit in the sukkah. And I saw in the Sefer HaSukkah that he indeed quotes that if it began to rain on Sukkot on Chol Hamoed, the Brisker Rav's minig was that he would sit under the umbrella. And so too does he quote in that Sefer, in the back of the Sefer, he has Psokim from Shlomo Zalman. He says that if Shlomo Zalman said that sitting under an umbrella in the Sukkah certainly would not disqualify, it's certainly not considered like Hayosh and Takas Samita or like sitting under an oil in a Sukkah.